AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. New entrants into the race for the Republican presidential nomination.
I'm officially announcing I'm running for the President of the United States of America.
North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum says the next president needs to be focused on three things.
Economy, energy, and national security.
Mike Pence opened his presidential bid with a forceful denunciation of former President Trump over the January 6th storming of the U.S. Capitol and his false claim that Pence, as vice president, had the power to keep him in office.
I believe that anyone who puts themselves over the Constitution should never be president of the United States. And anyone who asks someone else to put them over the Constitution should never be president of the United States again.
Wildfires in Canada have air quality alerts spreading in the U.S. Julie Walker has details.
Parts of the northeastern U.S. look like a dystopian haze with smoky, acrid air, prompting air quality warnings.
Those who are more sensitive to poor air quality really should limit their outdoor activities, especially the strenuous outdoor activities, and take measures to kind of stay indoors.
And National Weather Service meteorologist Zach Taylor also says the northerly winds are funneling the Canadian wildfire smoke as far as the Tennessee Valley.
Unhealthy to very unhealthy air quality levels, all the way from portions of the Carolinas, northward through D.C., Philadelphia, New York.
He says until the fires are contained, any northerly wind will pull that smoke our way. I'm Julie Walker.
The latest assessment of the global economy comes from the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. It's raised its growth forecast this year to 2.7%. But it notes inflation keeps dragging on household spending, while higher interest rates are weighing on growth, banks, and markets. On Wall Street, a mixed close, the Dow up, but the S&P and the NASDAQ dropped. Microsoft and other big techs dragging the market lower. This is AP News. The pause on student loan payments is ending. Ed Donahue on how borrowers are preparing.
Selena Chen Thanuvong earned a bachelor's degree in sociology from the University of California, Merced in 2019.
I ended up having to take out about $25,000 in loans throughout my life, 4.5 years there.
The pause in student loan payments has been a lifeline for the 25-year-old. More than 40 million Americans, including Chen Thanuvong, will be on the hook for federal student loan payments starting in late August under the terms of a debt ceiling deal approved by Congress last week.
Whether it's housing, food, car, hospital bills, so yeah, I really just have no idea how I'm going to navigate through it.
Her salary barely covers the cost of living in the San Francisco Bay Area. Without cancellation, the Education Department predicts borrowers will fall behind on their loans at historic rates. President Biden's plan to cancel some student loan debt is under review by the Supreme Court. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.